This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And Joel King is with us from Greater Douglas United Way, the code coordinator. And Joel, thanks for coming in. Tell people what CODE or COAD is all about.
It's COAD, and it is Community Organizations Active in Disaster. And it is a group of community-based organizations throughout the county that have a single, well, they, besides their basic purposes, whatever they might be, they come together to share the shared purpose of being better prepared and being part of the response team when we have a local disaster.
Now, interesting that we're talking about this morning. We don't have a local disaster, but we are kind of having a little fun watching everything this morning.
Makes you remember Snowmageddon, doesn't it?
And you said you got some, you saw some snow coming over here?
Yeah, there it was snowing on Jackson Street as I came down this morning.
All right, a little closer than I thought. So when we talk about these, what is the big thing? I mean, it seems like a lot of times leading up to something, well, first of all, you have things that, like weather, where you sort of see it coming or not, I mean, fairly close. There's some hints, at least. And then there are other things that just come out of total left field that you're not ready for. But either way, what's the big issue? It seems like people really aren't that ready, and they just figure everything will be fine, and they get to the store, and no problem.
Exactly. How well have you prepared, and what have you prepared for, and how long have you prepared to be without help, without somebody else providing you your meals, your water, your power? How long can you last in your yard?
Yeah, and even, you know, one of the, I think it was, I don't remember if it was your group or if it was Red Cross or who, or maybe the county, talked about a few years ago, if you had like Cascadia subduction, if you have like an extended long-term power outage, at some point, you're going to run out of ways to keep your phone going.
Absolutely.
And at some point then, you're going to lose all the phone numbers that are stored there, and you're really going to be in a pickle.
You need to turn your phone off before it runs, batteries run out, huh?
Man, and or, well, the other idea there was to, and I don't know exactly the process to do this, but to go through, find a way to back up on paper all those numbers. That paper is an ancient form of communication that people used to use.
I've seen that once or twice, yeah. Do you have, that's part of your planning, is those numbers that are absolutely important to you, the family numbers, the friend numbers, your phone numbers to your doctors and other services that you rely on. Do you have that in paper form?
I don't even have my kids' phone numbers. I mean, I have to look at them, but if you ask me what they are, I don't know.
I couldn't tell you my kids' phone numbers.
No. And people as well, when it comes to food preparation, depending on how their life is set up, a lot of times people don't have a lot of extra food around either.
Not an extra, and they don't look in their food pantries at home and look at what they should take with them if they're leaving for a disaster event. Canned food is great as long as you have a can opener. Canned food is cooked. Most canned food you can eat cold. You wouldn't want to, perhaps, but you could. And it's about the calories. It's about the energy it provides, not the taste at this particular point in time.
And I think the only can openers in my house are electric.
There you go.
Problem.
So when you go shopping, buy the cans that have the pop-top lids.
Or get a can opener. Yeah, so there's all these things that come up, and you working on a number of classes that are going to be beginning soon to kind of talk people through this. Talk about what you're going to cover.
Thank you. We are offering a class that is actually sponsored by the State of Oregon's Office of Emergency Management. It's known as Be 2 Weeks Ready. And in its title is the principal question, can you survive for 2 weeks? And what steps will you need to take to make that a reality? So the things that we cover in the class, we cover building your plan, because your plan will be different than your neighbor's plan and my plan, Kyle's plan. What is your food plan? How are you going to add to your food reserves? you know, most folks can't go to the store and buy 2 weeks of extra food for everybody in the house at one time. So it's buying a little bit extra each trip to the store and putting it away. Water is a big deal. You know, you need about a gallon a day. How are you going to store that? How are you going to keep it clean? How are you going to rotate that? That's part of your plan that's different than... So we actually start with teaching folks how to plan for themselves, how to build that plan. And then we expand into the food plan, the water plan, the hygiene plan, the shelter plan. You know, just think for one day, you step outside your door of your home, and for the rest of that day, you can't go back in.
Wow. You know, as well, when you think about some of these power situations with modern electronics, a lot of stores aren't going to operate.
They'll be closed. They're out of business. They can't run their cash registers. They can't take cash.
They don't have a cash register. It's all electronic.
That's exactly right. I've lived through that in a wildfire affecting the Safeway store in Grants Pass. Could not provide us food, couldn't run because they didn't have any power.
Because they didn't have any way to code things through and figure out, and to get around that would have been a laborious process that nobody had time for,
right,
given everything else that was going on. So there's a lot of things that we really don't think about. Now, the class, is this a one-day class or multiple days? How's it go?
It can be on any of those formats. We're going to start it as a one-day class. And then as we expand the program, we're going to offer ourselves and our services to neighborhoods and agencies. And perhaps in those cases, we'll be multiple days and we will assign homework.
Oh,
no
my.
One likes homework, but we'll assign homework and we'll come back and then we'll dive more deeply into those topics when you've had an opportunity to really think about the question.
Yeah.
You know, whichever it might be.
So if people are interested in all this, how do they get connected?
Well, the easiest way is to call us at the office, the number 541-672-1734. And we will schedule you in the upcoming classes or talk to you about doing one for your group.
All right. Joel King from Greater Douglas United Way. Good information. Thanks for coming in.
You're absolutely welcome.
8:39 at the Morning Report.